This is Precept Bible Study, and today we are studying the names of God. And what our study is about is, Lord, I want to know you. And to know him is to know his names. So let us begin our study today in prayer, Father. Heavenly Father, Lord God, Almighty God, the great I am, the Creator, Elohim, El Elyon, El Shaddai. Father, I just pray that all the names that are in your word, your truth, that tell us who you are, that through this study, that we will come to know you by your names, your greatness, your might, your sovereignty, your character, your attributes, your nature, through your names, Father. And I ask now that you guide and lead me, and may the Holy Spirit bring to my mind the things that I've studied, and I ask for him to take control to lead us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, today we're studying another name of God, and we're in the sixth chapter, lesson six, and the Lord is his name, Adonai, Lord and Master. He is Lord. So, to really get to know God as El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, we have to bow before him as Adonai, our Lord and Master. So, we have to come to the place of total commitment to the will of God. And when we acknowledge him as our Lord, then we find him as El Shaddai, God Almighty. Now, we want to read some scripture to tell us that those who claim to be children of God, what are they expected as children of God? Reading Philippians chapter 1, verse 21, that I shall not be put to shame in anything, but that with all boldness Christ shall even now as always be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. So, how many then do you know who live a life that says, as Paul said in Philippians 1:21, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. So commitment to the will of God ought to be norm for every one of his children. But if that's the norm, then why is it that we see so many in the church that are not true to his name? Where does it leave these? And so, to study this study that is on the name Adonai and the scriptures that relate to the Lord, then we're going to see the answers to why that all that are people in the church are not worshipers of Adonai. So, let's read what Jesus said in his Sermon on the Mount, Luke 6:46. And why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say. Not everyone who, that was Luke 6, 46. And then go into Matthew chapter 7, 21 through 23. Jesus said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? And then I, Jesus, will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Now, Lord is more than a word. It indicates a relationship. So the Lordship of God means his total possession of me and you and our total submission to him as Lord and Master. So let's look at how in the scripture Adonai is used. Adonai, Lord, is first used in Genesis chapter 15, verse 2. And we already studied about the meaning of El Shaddai. And we know that before we look at Adonai, because it's easy to call him El Shaddai than it is to call him Adonai. Yet, we will never know the sufficiency apart from knowing him as Lord, as Master. Only a servant can be totally dependent upon his master. Now, in Genesis, chapter 14, verses 19 through 20. Here we see Abraham having won a great victory, and he gave a tenth of all he possessed to that illustrious, mysterious, and elusive king of Salem, Melchizedek. So at this time, Melchizedek, the priest of God Most High, El Elyon, said, blessed be Abram of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand. So, having known victory over his enemies, then El Elyon, the sovereign God, brought about the victory for Abraham. And Abraham acknowledged God's lordship. So, the very first record recorded in the Bible is in Genesis 14, 22. Abraham referred to God as Lord, meaning Jehovah, God Most High, meaning El Elyon. But not until Genesis 15, 2, does Abraham address God as his master. And there he says, O Lord, Adonai, God, Jehovah. So here it's rendering God as Yahweh, YHWH, Jehovah, and it's referred to as Lord. Anytime then you see the word Lord that appears with an initial large capital and three small capitals, letters, Lord, in your Bible, it's translated from the Hebrew word Jehovah. So when you see Lord spelled capital L and then lower letters, O-R-D, it's referring to him as Jehovah. And then when you see the capital L, the capital O, the capital R, and the capital D, it's referring to God as Adonai. And we studied about Abraham's servant, Eliezer. He was a slave. He was born into Abraham's household. And in that day and time, a bondservant of a slave was better off than a hired servant because his master would provide for him totally. It was the master's duty to protect and take care of him. So slaves of Hebrews were considered members of the household, and they had a right to participate in the Passover after they were circumcised. And you find this in Exodus 12, 43 and 44. Exodus 12, 43, 44. So there's some scriptures now that we want to read and see the benefits or the responsibilities that are ours when God is our master. And I'm going to read Psalms first, 89, 50, 51. Psalm 89, 50, and 51. Remember, O Lord, the reproach of thy servant, how I do bear in my bosom the reproach of all the many peoples with which thine enemies have reproached. O Lord, with which they have reproached the footsteps of thine anointed. At the very beginning, where he says, remember, O Lord, the reproach of thy servants, if you notice, Lord is spelled with a capital L, but the rest of it is O-R-D, is not capital. So it's referring to him as Jehovah. He's saying, remember, Jehovah, O Lord, the reproach of thy servants. And he's saying that you have, he says, I do bear in my bosom the reproach of all many peoples with which thine enemies have reproached. And then he goes on and he says, O Lord, and here he calls him Adonai, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. O Adonai, with which they have reproached the footsteps of thine anointed. Now, let's look at Psalms 141, verse 8 through 10. For my eyes are toward thee, O God, the Lord, in not in capital letters, but saying, O God, Jehovah, in thee I take refuge, and do not leave me defenseless. Keep me from the jaws of the trap which they have set for me, from the snares of those who do iniquity, and let the wicked fall into their own nets while I pass by safely. So we see here that the psalmist is calling on the Lord, Jehovah, and saying that he takes his refuge with him, and asking that he defend him, that he keep him from his enemies. And then let's go to Judges 6, chapter 6, Judges 6, 14 through 16. And this is where Gideon calls Lord God Adonai, because here he says, "And the Lord looked at him and said, go in your strength and deliver Israel from the hand of Midian. Have I not sent you?" And he said to him, "O Lord, Jehovah, how shall I deliver Israel? Behold, my family is the least in Manasseh, and I am the youngest of my father's house." But the Lord said, and this is capital Lord, but Adonai said, "Surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat Midian as one man." So Gideon, knowing God as Lord Jehovah, and also knowing him as Lord Adonai, was able to defeat Midian because he had God Almighty with him. He had the sovereign God with him. He had Adonai, the Lord, with him. Now, let's read a couple more verses here that speaks about the Lord Jehovah and Adonai. In Deuteronomy 9, 26, "And I pray to the Lord," in capital letters, "to the Lord Adonai, and said, O Lord Jehovah God, do not destroy thy people, even thine inheritance, whom thou hast redeemed through thy greatness, whom thou hast brought out of Egypt with a mighty hand." So he is saying here that he prayed to Adonai, the Lord, and he said to God, Jehovah, not to destroy his people, because he said, "Even thine inheritance, whom thou hast redeemed through thy greatness, whom thou hast brought out of Egypt." So the Lord could destroy those that he had brought out of bondage. But here in Deuteronomy, the prophet is praying for the Lord not to destroy them, because he had brought them out of bondage, and he was saying, "They are your inheritance." So let's go now to Psalms 8, verses 1, verse 6 through 8. O Lord, here again he's saying, O Adonai, our Lord Jehovah, how majestic is thy name in all the earth, who has displayed thy splendor above the heavens. Thou didst make him to rule over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, also the beasts of the fields, the birds of the heavens, fish of the sea, whatever passes through the paths of the sea. So we see that the Lord Adonai is in all the earth and above the heavens, and everything is under his control because he is Adonai, the Lord. He is God, Jehovah. Now, I want to read one more scripture of the scripture, and then we'll start discussing more about God as Adonai. Psalms 135, verse 5. Psalms 135, 5. "For I know that the Lord is great. And there again, he is saying, I know that Adonai is great and that our Lord, Jehovah, is above all gods. So he is saying that the Lord, Adonai, is great and that the Lord, he is Jehovah, is above all gods. So, can a person really be saved and deny God's lordship over his life? Can you call him Lord, Jehovah, and refuse to do the things that he tells you to do and still go to heaven? As we read earlier, Jesus spoke and said, there'll be many that will call him Lord, Lord. But he said that he would deny them because they had not been true. He says, not everyone, he says to me, Lord, Lord. And here it's Jehovah will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. So there may be many that claim to be Christians, but if they're not doing the will of the Father, then they would not be true believers. That means that they have not truly submitted and give their life to the Lord and are following his will. Now, I want to read the scripture of Malachi chapter 1, verse 6. Malachi 1, 6. And if I am a master, where is my respect, says the Lord Adonai of hosts to you, O priest, who despise my name. And his name is Adonai, Lord, Master. And so down through the ages, his servants have known that well. In Genesis 15:6, Abram, scripture says, Genesis 15:6, Abram believed in the Lord, and he reckoned to him as righteousness. So we know that Abram, that later became Abraham, believed in God, Adonai, and because of his belief, it was counted as righteousness. In other words, God saved him through his belief, the same as we are saved today, only through Jesus, our Lord and Savior, and by his grace, then we are saved. So, in that scripture, in Genesis 15, verses 2 through 6, we saw that Abram's seed would bring salvation to all the earth. Now, promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. And he's not saying seeds in plural as referring to many, but one seed. And to your seed, that is Christ. And you find that in Galatians 3:16. Galatians 3:16. It's speaking of Christ being the seed that came through Abraham. So, do you see the need then to bow before him and say, my Lord, Jehovah? With submission, there comes a need for the task that he puts before us. So, whatever it is, as Adonai, he supplies what we, his servants, need in order to perform His will. Whatever that the Lord teaches us to do in serving Him, to do His will, to please Him, He will supply the need for us to perform that service. So Adonijah, God has a right to expect obedience. And as we read, remember the word Lord is, when the word Lord is in capitals, it is translated from the Hebrew word Jehovah. Otherwise, the word Lord is Adonijah or Adon. Lord in capitals is Jehovah, and Lord in lowercase is Adonijah. And then Moses said to the Lord, please, Lord, now this is coming from Exodus 4, 10 through 14. Exodus 4, 10 through 14. Then Moses said to the Lord, please, Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither recently nor in time past nor since. Thou hast spoken to thy servant, for I am slow of speech and slow of tongue. And the Lord said to him, the Lord, Jehovah, said to him, who has made man's mouth, or who makes him dumb or deaf or seeing or blind? Is it not I, the Lord, Jehovah? Now then go, and I, even I, will be with your mouth and teach you what you are to say. But he said, please, Lord, now send a message by whomever thou wilt. And then the anger of the Lord, Jehovah, burned against Moses. Now, I think earlier I may have used these just the opposite, and I want to correct it here. I want to correct my mistake that I said earlier. It was the opposite. The capital Lord, it's translated in Hebrew as Jehovah, but the word Lord in lowercase is Adonijah. So if I got that backward, I'm trying to get it correct, because it's easy to get this confused. But we know that He is Lord, that He is Jehovah, and that He is Lord Adonijah. So why was God angry? Because Moses was saying, Lord, Lord, Adonijah, Adonijah, but not trusting and submitting to Him as Adonijah. See, a person can call Him Lord, but not trusting. Whenever we call Him Lord, we should be trusting Him and putting all of our cares in Him. And in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1, when Isaiah saw God upon His throne, he saw Him as Adonijah. And in the year of King Uzziah's death, it says, I saw the Lord, Adonijah, sitting on a throne, lofty and exalted, with the train of His robe filling the temple. So he referred again to God as Adonijah. When in verse 8, he said he heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Here, the master is looking for the obedient servant who will say, Lord, Adonijah, and do his will. Who will go for us? If you notice there, the us, who will go for us, he is implying of the Trinity, the triune of God. And so, when Isaiah calls him Adonijah, the seraphim declared him Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. And that was in verse 3. So Isaiah acknowledged him as such when he confessed his sin. Our Lord, our Adonijah, is Jehovah, Yahweh, capital Y, capital H, capital W, capital H, Yahweh. As Jehovah, he is to be obeyed. He is God. We are human, and he is our creator. So every knee shall bow before him. Now, let's look down to some more scriptures that we're going to see in the New Testament. And it is pertaining to God the Father, and also it pertains to God the Son. I want to read Matthew 22:42-46. And we see here that God the Son must also be Jehovah Adonijah. And Jesus said this, Matthew 22:42-46, to the Pharisees, what do you think about the Christ, whose son is he? And they said to him, to Jesus, the son of David. And Jesus said to them, then how does David in the Spirit call him Lord Adonijah, saying, the Lord Jehovah said to my Lord Jehovah, sit at my right hand until I put thine enemies beneath thy feet. If David calls him the Lord Adonijah, how is he his son? And no one was able to answer a word, nor did anyone dare from that day on to ask him, Jesus, another question. So Jesus quoted Psalms 110:1 to prove that he was the Son of God. And he also established the fact that he was Adon. Jehovah says to my Adon. And David was speaking prophetically of Jesus the Christ, the Messiah. And as we said earlier, the us pertain to Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They are one. And as God, he, Adon, Lord and Master. Now then, let's go on and look at some more scriptures. And in these scriptures, we want to note how these verses show Jesus as Adonijah. Reading Luke 14:25-27. Now great multitudes were going along with him, Jesus, and he turned and said to them, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife, children, brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. So what is he saying here? He is saying that to be the disciple of Christ, to be his follower, and to be, to please him, to do his will, that we as believers have to follow him in obedience if it takes leaving our own family or those that we love, even our own life. We need to surrender everything totally to him. And then go to John chapter 13, John 13, 13 through 16, 13, chapter 13 of John, 13 through 16. You call me teacher and Lord, and you're right, for I am. And I then, the Lord, and this is saying Adonai, and teacher, the Lord Adonai, and the teacher, washed your feet. You also ought to wash one another's, for I gave you an example that you should do as I did to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a slave is not greater than his master, neither is the one who is sent greater than the one who sent him. In other words, he is saying that I am the Lord. I am Adonai. And you should be as humble as I am. Excuse me, we know that here in the scriptures that Jesus had just washed the disciples' feet. And he is saying that I, being the master, and you're my servants, and I have washed your feet, then you should be willing, as a slave, to wash one another's feet. And he was just showing as an example that he was the Lord Adonai. And being the Lord, if he would humble himself, that they too should be able or should be willing to humble themselves. Now, let me ask some questions. Do you believe that Jesus is God? If he is God, is he Adonai? So, what kind of commitment does it require on your part and on my part in order to call Jesus Lord? We have to be what? Committed, totally submitted to him, to be obedient and to do his will. So, that is the only way that we can be the Adonai that he wants us to be. He is Adonai, and he wants us to serve him. And let me read one more scripture, and then we'll get to the close of today's lesson. This is a scripture we've already read, but we want to look at it and look at the context about Adonai. Reading Matthew 7, 21 through 27. Matthew 7, 21, 27. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, Adonai, Adonai, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, Adonai, Adonai, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? and then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts upon them may be compared to a wise man who built his house upon the rock, and the rock descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and burst against the house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded upon the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act upon them will be like a foolish man who builds his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, the winds blew, and burst against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Now I want to ask some questions about these verses. According to this passage, who will enter the kingdom of heaven? And we see in the very first verse, he says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter, but he who does the will of my Father who is heaven. So whoever says that Jesus is Lord and does his will, the will of his Father. Now, how does this pertain to Jesus as Adonai? It pertains to him the same as the Father, doesn't it? Because he and the Father are one, and it recognizes Jesus as being one with the Father. Can a person deny Jesus' lordship over his life and still go to heaven? That's a good question to ask. Is a person truly saved that would deny Jesus as Lord over his life? Don't you think that the scripture that says that Jesus spoke himself and he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to me except, comes to the Father except through me. So, how can you expect to go to heaven and deny Jesus as Lordship over your life? The scriptures we read earlier about you have to leave father and mother and brother and sister, and you have to deny your own life. So you're saying that my life doesn't even belong to me. It belongs to the Lord Jesus. So then ask yourself, and I ask myself, is Jesus Christ my Adonai? Am I letting him Lord over my life? Have I truly surrendered everything to him? So, if we have, then we are very wise. But if we haven't, then we're foolish, and we have our lives built on what Jesus said, that a foolish man would build his house upon the sand. And when the rains come, and when life throws all of the winds and the floods and everything comes against us, will we be able to stand? Not if we don't have our life built upon him. So, let me read Romans 6, 16 through 17. Romans 6, 16 through 17. Do you not know that when you present yourselves to someone as slaves for obedience, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin resulting in death or of obedience resulting in righteousness. But thanks be to God that though you were slaves of sin, you became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching to which you were committed. So, when we examine ourselves and look at our lives, then are we obeying and following the will of the Lord that will bring righteousness? But if we are not following His will, then the Scripture says it will result in death. Our memory verse today is Psalm 16:2. I said to the Lord, and this is in capitals, Jehovah, Thou art my Lord, Adonai. I have no good besides Thee. So, we are of no good, no value, unless we have the Lord Adonai living within us. So, we look back now at the word Adonai, which we see is spelled with lower capital L and lower letters ORD. That is the name Adonai. And so, if He has lordship, if God has lordship over a man, that means that He is what? He is sovereign over him. And so, why is it important to know God as Adonai before you call on Him as El Shaddai? Okay. You have to know Him as Lord before you can believe that He is all-sufficient. If you don't know Him as Jehovah, as Lord, then how can you believe that He is El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one? So, what is Jesus' relation to Adonai? He has the same relation as God does. He is Lord. So, is Christ Adonai to you? And let us close in asking that question to ourselves today. Am I totally surrendered to You, Father Adonai? Father, we just praise You because You are Lord. You are Jehovah. You are Adonai. You are Lord of lords and King of kings, holy and righteous God. And I pray, Father, as we are studying and learning Your names, what each name means, we are beginning to see how important it is that we live submitted to You. And Father, as we understand more of Your attributes and of Your nature, of who You are, I pray that if there's any of us that have not submitted totally to you, that your Holy Spirit will humble us and cause us to cry out for you, Lord of Lords, to show us how, through you, through your word, we can surrender it all to you, because we know that you're waiting with your arms open. We may have become to believe upon your name, but have not yet totally submitted our lives, surrendered totally to you. May this be the time that we will surrender it all to you, Father, that you will be able, that you will say, as we come into your kingdom and come before you, enter, my child, well done. And we ask it all now in the name of Jesus. Amen.